Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, October the 20th. We're coming to you live. That means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with you, our listeners. We'll play four soundbites for you. They're only about a minute or so long. After we've played these four soundbites, you need to make up your mind and then give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, where we have left space for you to vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes out only to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites ahead for you. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, and you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Larry Rast, answering the question, was Luther a revolutionary?
Well, his enemies certainly tried to portray him as a revolutionary. But for Luther's part, he saw himself simply as a conservator. That is to say, he was trying to maintain and recapture and bring to the forefront once again the church's Catholic confession, that is, its universal confession. Not driven by 16th century or 13th century or 8th century issues, but rather the biblical witness being confessed in a particular time according to the scriptures. And as a result, he was always surprised. He was, in fact, very unhappy when he was portrayed as a revolutionary, whether it was by the Roman Catholic Johann Eck, who tried to show him as one who was full of revolutionary thoughts, or whether it was farther down the line. Luther always would appeal back to the scriptures, first of all, but then also, interestingly to me, he would appeal to church history and begin to pinpoint places where Roman Catholicism had innovated theologically and practically. And then he would pose the question to those who were challenging him and say, really, who's the revolutionary? I don't think it's Martin Luther. I think it's you.
That's soundbite number one. Dr. Larry Rast, was Luther a revolutionary? Here is soundbite number two. It comes from David French. We were talking with him about consent-based sexual morality. He says it is a form of oppression.
Well, there's no boundary. In other words, the only boundary that exists is whether somebody wants to or doesn't want to. So there's no other formal boundary. Like a traditional sexual morality, if you're in a meeting with a married man, you would never have to worry that they were going to proposition you. Or under rules of propriety and ethics, if you're going to a business dinner or a business meeting, you wouldn't have to worry that somebody was going to proposition you, because that was off limits. Sexual relationships should be limited to relationships between a husband and a wife. And so you would have a degree of freedom from the sexualization of any given encounter. But in the consent-based morality, really nothing is sacred. No relationship, no encounter is something where sex would be off limits, so long as, you know, both parties consent. But again, it's not like you walk around with a sign flashing over your head that says yes or no. The only way you know if there's going to be consent is if you make an ask, if you make a move, if you're aggressive in some sort of way. And so what that then means, and women in Hollywood are coming forward to talk about this in droves, they will be propositioned constantly, having to fend off advances, often from people who are very powerful, and people who have a lot of control over their future. And what about all those millions and millions of women who aren't actresses, but who they want a job? you have people being put time and time and time again in situations where the demand essentially yield to my sexual advance or lose something that you value. And that is, I think, intrinsically oppressive.
That's soundbite number two, David French, the oppression of consent-based sexual morality. If you'd like to vote for that one on this Friday, October the 20th, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Here he is contrasting and connecting our forgiveness and God's forgiveness.
The forgiveness that we give to our neighbor is of a completely different kind than the forgiveness that Christ wins for us. Because the forgiveness that Jesus wins on the cross is not only the forgiveness of all of the sins that we've committed against God, but also all of the sins that we've committed against our neighbor. Everything, all of it, everything that we've done, everything wrong that we've accomplished in our life, everything good that we've failed to do, everything, all of it was heaped upon Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And while our forgiveness is partial, sometimes half-hearted, only begun, His forgiveness is total. This is the way it always goes. Just like the love of that we talk about, our love for God is only just begun, and it's very partial and fits and spurts, and yet the love that God has for us is complete, and there's nothing lacking in it. The mercy that we show to each other is just started. It's just a fragmentary bit, tiny little piece of mercy, but the mercy that the Lord has for us is complete and total in every way. And so it is across the board. It's completely different. And yet, as Christians, we start to forgive. We start to love. We start to have mercy. We start to do good. We never finish like Jesus finishes, but we're always making a start, and we can find some sort of comfort in that the Lord is pleased to use us to at least begin to love and serve and bless our neighbors.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Our Forgiveness and God's Forgiveness. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, and we'll vote right after we play it. Terry Mattingly is talking about, for the church, silence not being an option.
There's a fascinating evidence that if you're going to drive people out of the church, young people out of the church, they leave because of reasons related to their sexual behavior and conduct. Which I would argue means that pastors are going to have to be more honest and more candid on sexuality issues than they were before. Instead of being scared of them, they're either going to have to talk about why the church's teachings make sense in a modern world and what it means to be genuinely countercultural on that issue, or they're going to have to wed that image, that line of thinking, with another one, which is, we live in a culture where lots of people are struggling with sexuality. Lots of people are struggling with pornography. Lots of people are struggling with cohabitation. This is how you come back. In other words, you're going to have to make a really strong case that repentance is a stage of healing. And thus it makes sense to try to come back, as difficult as that is. But being silent and avoiding the issues, that's not going to work.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly. Silence is not an option for the church, especially in our culture. Those are the four soundbites. Now we'll take a break. And after this break, we will take your phone calls, your emails, your tweets, and we will look at Facebook and see where you voted there as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we've left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. You can promote your confessional Lutheran church and support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining our congregational sponsorship program, the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. You'll find an informational flyer on the support page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline, the Issues Etc. 300.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What do Martin Luther's 95 Theses say and mean? What's the story behind Luther's famous hymn, A Mighty Fortress? How and why are Lutherans celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation this month? Find answers to these questions and more in the October issue of the Lutheran Witness. Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness to get 6 issues of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's flagship magazine for only $6.99. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, the 20th of October. Soundbite of the week relies on your participation, our audience's participation. You can give us a call with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Will it be soundbite number one? Dr. Larry Rast, was Luther a revolutionary? Soundbite number two, David French, the oppression of consent-based sexual morality. Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, our forgiveness and God's forgiveness. Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, silence is not an option for the church. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Troy in Illinois, where Linda's on the line. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Which one are you voting for and why?
Number four.
So Terry Mattingly, silence is not an option. Why are you voting for that one, Linda?
Because I really believe that we should not be afraid of the gospel. It should be preached in its entirety.
Linda, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's go to Alan, who's waiting on the line in Sykeston, Missouri. Alan, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, thank you for letting me vote. It's got to be, I think it's the last one that you mentioned, the one about apostle pews, living together, and having to talk about it in the church. For goodness sakes, if we ignore basic moral issues like that, we might as well close our doors because we are no longer a light in the darkness. You can't be the same as the dark and be the light. You just can't.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in Sykeston, Alan. I appreciate your vote. Melissa is voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, our forgiveness and God's forgiveness. This was a great reminder of the solid truth of God's complete forgiveness for us. We too often fail to remember this freeing and this comforting reality. Melissa, thanks for your vote. James is in California. He said, I'd like to vote for soundbite by Dr. Larry Rast, was Luther a revolutionary? I find it refreshing to hear, when so many are attempting to portray Luther as a revolutionary, that the purpose of the Reformation was to make a clear confession of what the church has always confessed throughout all time. James, thanks for listening out on the West Coast. He says, thanks for all you do and thanks for your vote. Jan in Monticello, Illinois, votes for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, because our forgiveness is a daily problem with our sinful nature. God's mercy and forgiveness is never partial. And because of this, I know I can always continue to come to my triune God, always have the hope of salvation, always know that God loves me. This in the face of the worst earthly trouble I can encounter any day of my life. Jan, thanks for listening in Monticello. Matt listens in Michigan. in Chelsea, Michigan, in fact. He says, I vote for Pastor Wolf Miller. David French's interview was very interesting, explained a lot, and gave me some great points to make to those I met. But Pastor Wolf Miller, for some bizarre reason, keeps his focus squarely on Christ and his forgiveness, and that is my salvation, on which it entirely depends. Matt, thanks for listening in Michigan. Stacy says, I've almost have no time to listen to podcasts this week, so I love getting these sound bites to whet my appetite for when I can listen later. My vote is for Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. We already know that we can't forgive like God. It's amazing to hear someone say that when we struggle to do things like forgive and to do good works, we are comforted that with Jesus, it is finished in Him. Then we are free to serve our neighbors. Stacy, thank you very much, and a very good insight. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes this week, is soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, our forgiveness and God's forgiveness.
The forgiveness that we give to our neighbor is of a completely different kind than the forgiveness that Christ wins for us. Because the forgiveness that Jesus wins on the cross is not only the forgiveness of all of the sins that we've committed against God, but also all of the sins that we've committed against our neighbor. Everything, all of it, everything that we've done, everything wrong that we've accomplished in our life, everything good that we've failed to do, everything, all of it was heaped upon Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And while our forgiveness is partial, sometimes half-hearted, only begun, His forgiveness is total. This is the way it always goes. Just like the love of that we talk about, our love for God is only just begun, and it's very partial and fits and spurts, and yet the love that God has for us is complete, and there's nothing lacking in it. The mercy that we show to each other is just started. It's just a fragmentary bit, tiny little piece of mercy, but the mercy that the Lord has for us is complete and total in every way. And so it is across the board. It's completely different. And yet, as Christians, we start to forgive. We start to love. We start to have mercy. We start to do good. We never finish like Jesus finishes, but we're always making a start. And we can find some sort of comfort in that the Lord is pleased to use us to at least begin to love and serve and bless our neighbors.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, our forgiveness and God's forgiveness. Stacy, you get the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted. We're exactly 3 weeks away from the premier conference for Christian laity, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas. It's an opportunity for you to meet and hear Mark and Molly Hemingway, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris, Rod Dreher, and Dr. Scott Murray. Registration is $120, and that includes 3 meals. Childcare is free, courtesy of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston. Next week on Issues Etc., we will continue our series on the Conservative Reformation, talking with Dr. Larry Rast about the Trinity, Holy Communion, and worship. We'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Jeremiah and God's New Covenant, and we'll look forward to Sunday morning with Dr. Carl Fikencher. It's quite true that Christ's forgiveness for us is entirely complete. It is finished. He has finished it. And because He has finished it, and totally and completely forgiven you all your sins, guess what? Now you are free to begin to forgive your neighbor. Your forgiveness will never be like Jesus. No, because He accomplished it with His death and His resurrection for you. But you extend His to everyone else. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, It affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
If you have a middle school-aged child or grandchild in the St. Louis Metro East, encourage them to attend an open house from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, November the 5th at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. You can meet faculty, staff, administration, students, and parents. Learn more by calling 618-656-0043 or visit melhs.org. Open house, 1 to 3 Sunday afternoon, November the 5th. At Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.